إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that a race is decided only at the end. A race is decided only at the end, the finishing line. Only when that finishing line is crossed, whoever crosses it first has won the race, whoever crosses it second, he gets second place, and so on and so on. And whoever, even if he crosses it last, as long as he completes the race and he crosses it, you can say he has run the race. Now, this is an important thing to remember also in life. And Islamically speaking, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very clearly in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever lives, whoever has been born, every living thing will taste maut, will taste death. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and ujurakum, your rewards will be given to you on the yawm al-qiyamah. That the rewards will be given to you on the day of judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the, he gave us a picture of the ending of the race, where he said, وَمَنْ زُهْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. He said, the one who has been freed from the hellfire and who has been entered into the Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ, only that person is successful. The one who finished the race is successful. That finishing the race means freedom from the hellfire and entry into Jannah. We ask Allah this for all of us, inshallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And this life of this world is nothing but deception. Nothing but deception. The reason I remind myself, you and myself and you about this is because we seem to live our life having forgotten this issue, that the winning and losing is a factor of what happens at the end of the race. Not in between. If you take any race, but it's more visible in the longer races, in a marathon, for example, that a person is running this race and is running the race, you know, in a reasonably good way, and is way in front, leading the whole pack. And then slowly he gets exhausted and he falls back. And eventually, this person does not actually win the race. He may not even finish the race. Whereas on the other hand, there is somebody else who starts slow, is somewhere in the back, but continues. And they've got consistency and he's got stamina, and he finally wins the race. Yesterday I was watching a BBC Natural World clip on the hunting techniques of the San people, the Bushmen of South Africa, who even today their hunting is exactly what it was millions of years ago, which is they actually run down their quarry. And there is this whole sequence of this kudu bull, which is finally run down by the San hunter, single one man alone. And if you look at him, he looks like a dried prawn. He's just like a stick, you know, big muscles or nothing. But he runs that bull down in 8 hours of continuous running. I don't think there is a Olympic gold medalist. I don't think there is a long distance runner. I don't think there is a marathoner who can match this. 8 hours of continuous running, where the kudu bull finally drops down with exhaustion. I mean, it just finally, the animal is, he can't stand anymore, it falls down by itself. So now at the end of this race, you know who won, because this man was able to get his quarry. In life, as I said, races, if you see, look at this life as a race. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, gave this parallel and gave this example also in the Quran in several places. Yesterday, last two days, we've been talking about the journey of Siratul Mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sariyu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Allah said, run and race towards the forgiveness of your Rabb. In life, what we find happening is, this is where we get sidetracked. Because we find that we are going on a path and we are, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us, you know, in good condition, alhamdulillah. And then choices come before us. And these choices are not simple choices. These are the choices which decide success and failure before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mi'ar, the criterion of success and failure, I mentioned to you. وَمَنْ زُخْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. So when these criteria come before us, we fall into the trap of shaitan. And we choose the wrong thing. So instead of going towards Jannah, now you have changed your track. So in life you find that there are people who have money, who have influence, and who are getting more money and they are getting more influence. But if you look at their lives, if you see the kind of choices they are making, you can see quite clearly that these are not choices that are favorable, these are not choices that are going to take them to Jannah. These are choices made out of greed, choices made out of, you know, the love for the dunya, for which they want to and they are willing to sacrifice their everlasting life, their akhirah. So they are making these choices. For example, somebody is borrowing money on interest in the name of doing business. Somebody is taking bribes. Somebody is not standing up for the truth. Somebody is actually supporting falsehood, supporting oppression, supporting crime. Just because crimes are done by people in suits, it doesn't make them good deeds. Crimes are still crimes. Today, some of the worst crimes are done by people who the world looks at as, and they call them global leaders. Who's doing the maximum amount of mass murder in the world? Not individuals. They're being done by individuals who are running governments. These mass murders are being done by individuals who are running countries. So they are murderers. I mean, just because you're sitting in this place or that place, and you have this title or that title, does not change the fact that you are a mass murderer. That's why there is a day of judgment. That is why there is a day of judgment where you will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without all these titles, or rather the meaninglessness of the titles will become clear. It is clear even today to anyone who wants to see it, but those who want to get fooled. And then you will know the cost of whatever you did. So you made some money, but at what cost? That cost you will pay. On the day of judgment, that is the price that you will pay for what you did. Now, it's a matter of scale. You know, some of us might say, well, you know, I'm not the president of this country or that country. I have not ordered an army to go and destroy somebody. True, you did not do that. But at your own personal level, what did you do? Was that beneficial to somebody or did that harm somebody? Even if it is one person. That is the thing to see. It's a matter of scale. That is the reason why Rasulullah ﷺ said that on the day of judgment, a person will come with charity which is equal to the weight of one date seed. Not even the whole date, only the seed. But in the scale before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this one date seed will have a weight which is heavier than the entire mountain of Uhud made of gold. Right. So what is it about this dead seed? That is the reason why on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh the deeds. Allah will not count the deeds. There are the scales. On the day of judgment, there are scales. There is a weighing scale. There is no counting machine. Allah will not count the deeds. Allah will not count how many namaz we prayed. Allah will count the quality of this namaz. Obviously, if you did not pray, you can't have quality. So, you have to pray. But the point is that if you are praying without any consideration to the quality of the prayer, then obviously that prayer is, you know, may Allah accept it. We ask Allah to forgive us. But we have to think about this and say, what is the good of this prayer which is of such poor quality? So, very, very important. Quality of deeds. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah said, we have created death and life in order to test you to see who does the best deeds, not who does more deeds. The best deeds. Maybe a person did only one good thing in his life, but that one good thing is enough to see him clear into Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned a man who gave water to a thirsty dog. He said there was a dog who was very thirsty, it was a very hot day. The water was at the bottom of the well, there was no water anywhere. This man came, he looked around, he did not see any, bowl or bucket to take out the water. So the man took off his shoe, he tied a string to the shoe, he lowered the shoe into the well, he took out some water and he gave it to the thirsty dog. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked his deed so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Jannah. Ajeeb, huh? He gave water to a thirsty dog. That water does not belong to him. It does not cost him anything. All he did is he did a little bit of effort to give water to a thirsty dog. But that deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked so much that Allah gave him Jannah. So something, one small thing maybe we do. That is the reason why we must look at every deed, whether it is a small deed or a large deed, small good deed or a small bad deed, we must see it with the greatest importance. Because the same thing can work in reverse. And we have the story of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there was this woman who had a cat and she did not feed this cat and she confined this cat in the house and forgot about it, or God knows what happened. The poor cat died because she had no food and she couldn't go and hunt for herself. She was locked in this house and the cat died of starvation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this woman Jahannam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say she was a disbeliever and she was a mushrik or whoever she was. So, whether it's a small deed or a bad deed, whether it's a good deed or a bad deed, small or big, that's not the criterion. Criterion is, who are we pleasing? Who are we displeasing? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allahu Akbar. So therefore, very, very important for us to remember this, that the winning post is at the end. And that we will know when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this world, we ensure that we stay on the straight path and we continue to run the race and we do not get distracted by this and that. We keep this only one single thing in mind to say, does this thing please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it pleases Allah, I do it. If it does not please Allah, I don't do that. No matter who shows me what kinds of benefits in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, this will keep on happening. Till the day we die, there will be people who will come and give us this great tip and that great tip and how this will be helpful and that will be helpful. This will happen, that will happen. And if you say, boss, look, this is not permissible in Islam, Allah ghafur rahim hai. Allah ghafur rahim bhi hai, Allah shadidu iqab bhi hai. So let us understand this, right? So let us make sure that we make the right choices and continue in the race ila maghfiratim mir rabbina. The race towards the forgiveness of our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah to give us istiqamat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds, to forgive the faults of those deeds, to make those deeds kamil and take them in a state of kamal in a way which pleases him, and reward us with Jannah inshallah and save us from the fire. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.